Darius Rucker, who, you know, lead singer of Hootie and the Blowfish, also his country career, is speaking out for the first time, really, about the arrest that was made in February. He was arrested on misdemeanor drug charges. And Darius Rucker is speaking out for the first time, kind of explaining the situation.
It was really, it's funny because I'd gone to a friend's house and they were moving and asked me to take some stuff. And I did, and got pulled and got stopped. And the crazy thing was they let me go. And it was a year later that I get a phone call from, that said there was a warrant for my arrest. So and I went down to 57 years, never seen the inside of a jail cell.
Which is pretty remarkable.
yeah, it is. And, but, you know, I went down and we handled it and my lawyers are taking care of it. And, you know, it is what it is.
You said the friends asked you to take some stuff.
Yeah.
As in take it and put it in the car or like.
Yeah, they were moving and just couldn't fly with it. So will you take this? So I was like, yeah.
Okay.
Drugs?
Mm. Yep.
Mm. They're going to fly with it.
Yep.
So you kind of left that out.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Couldn't. Yeah. I don't think he wanted to incriminate his friends any further on the Today Show.
Right. Took some stuff.
Took some things. I believe the things that they asked him to take, there were some unmarked pills, 14 of them, that ended up testing positive for psilocybin, which is like mushrooms or psychedelics.
Oh.
But in, you know, pill, like the psychedelics in pill form. I believe he also had some sort of vape pen on him. Squid, you know about those?
Yeah.
And that the car at the time smelled like weed. And he said, oh, yeah, I've smoked pot in here, but not recently. And they were like, you don't really. I don't really believe
you. I don't believe you.
So this was not a situation of like they asked him to take a bag and he didn't know what was in it.
No.
He knew what he was.
I don't necessarily.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, but like probably.
Because they couldn't fly with it.
Right. So they knew that they had it.
Yeah, is it over 3 liquid ounces?
Yeah.
Can I not fly with it?
Is it 6 ounces of Listerine?
It's just hairspray, we swear.
Yeah, no big deal.
This is such a weird thing for me to take for you, but that's fine.
Yeah.
A duffel bag of Listerine and hairspray.
Yeah. It all flies. I wonder, though, if part of him, and this is definitely the entitlement and it does not make it right, but I wonder if he's like, yeah, I will. I'm Hootie. You know, if they recognize, if let's say he does get pulled over, which he did, and then they search the car, which they did, they might think, oh, it's Hootie from Hootie and the Blowfish. He's a celebrity. Yeah. We'll let him go. We see it all the time.
Yeah. Or just thinking, I'm not going to get pulled over. I'm not going to be speeding or doing anything reckless.
Yeah.
And obviously he's smoked weed. I don't know what he does now, but he did a lot back in the day.
At least a year ago when it all happened.
Right. So it's like, I was actually driving down the road kind of close to my house and it was like a country road. And it's like all of a sudden.
Well, it also could be a skunk if you're living in the rural. However.
Yeah, that's true. No, you're right.
Definitely.
Which is like whoever came up with weed.
Some of it's.
They need to go back to the drawing board, the smell. Because you go to any city where it's like legal, the city stinks.
Yeah. It does.
It like just stinks. Mm. But I was like, okay, I don't know whose house is back off the road there, but there's a lot of weed smoke. I mean, you could just smell it. It was a skunk. No. It was odd because I just had my windows down. And I was like, did I just drive through like a slightly stupid concert? a band nobody knows who that is. But you know what I mean? It was just like. Kind of surprising.
If you ever are sitting in traffic or you just walk by somebody or like they come into where you are and they walk past, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
I know what that is.
I think it smells great, though. I think it smells great.
Sometimes. Some of it does stink.
Because it wasn't even like a neighborhood. It was like, there was this stretch, there's like one or two houses way off the road. So it would only be, I mean, it could be, you know, Jason were here today, but like, well, could have been, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, dude, shut up.
I saw the smoke billowing from their car.
Right. Like, no, but what if it wasn't smoke?
Was the car on fire? You don't know.
And side note, I don't care if people vape. Actually, it actually smells good. You know,
but the fruity ones.
You look like an idiot when you're vaping, especially guys.
I see it. People, so many people doing it indoors, which I know you can, but I just, it's like.
It's kind of ballsy to do it indoors.
A huge plume of smoke going up when you're sitting at a restaurant is weird to see.
When there's no smoking, but then you are vaping, you're like, huh.
Yeah.
Sorry, Squid. Yeah, I love you, dude, but when you vape,
I try to stop, but it's difficult. It's very difficult.
You kind of hide in your hand, though. You're not like.
Oh, yeah. Like, if I'm ever inside around judgmental eyes, you hit it and then you kind of just exhale super slow. It's very noticeable. Or
just like, a steady stream.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. We all do things that look stupid, but I think when you're vaping, especially dudes, they look really stupid.
My favorite is when we walk past IT Drew's office because he has a vape.
Yeah.
And he hits it in there. And he, like, when the battery's low, he just plugs it into his computer.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you sure that's healthy, bro? Smoking a USB drive.
I'm glad you said that. Here's a little bit on vaping and smoking, and then I know we have some other things.
I started smoking when I was pretty young, and I loved it. I was so good at smoking. I could blow rings. I could do everything cool about smoking. I could blow rings. But I was like, I gotta quit, but I can't, because I felt sexy when I smoked. I felt like a Jake, you know what I mean?
What?
Like, I'd be like, hey. I'm sorry I couldn't make it to your mom's funeral, but Incubus was in town. Incubus. I tried vaping, but vaping's embarrassing. When you watch someone vape, they look embarrassed while they're doing it.
Yes!
Squid.
Yes.
Bro, we see you sucking on that little robot. It's like they've forgotten about the second half of vaping where they're going to blow out the world's largest plume of smoke. You're like, wow! Wow, is that boy with a neck tattoo a dragon that breathes hazelnut?
Breathes the hazelnut. That's Nick Kroll. He's funny.
Why vapors, do you feel it necessary to walk in front of people and blow your smoke all over them?
Yeah.
It is, your vape all over them. Why?
I don't know. It's not intended.
Yeah.
It's not
intended. I don't think it's not intended. Yeah.
But I think the clouds have gotten less nowadays. The most recent ones. They're not as like when vapes were first came a thing, and they're like the little mods, and it's like bubbles and sparks when you hit it.
Every time I pass gas, there'd be a green cloud behind me.
You wouldn't do
it. I would never do it.
You wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't be at a restaurant like, now's a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Just because it smells and or tastes like strawberry does not mean that I want your exhale in my inhale.
Yeah. I mean, I try to blow it away from people that are around me.
Yeah, but I don't know.
I think they're worse than cigarettes because you can hit them all the time anywhere because you don't have to go outside and get away. And after you hit it, you don't smell bad. So you just
don't have to worry about finding a lighter.
Yeah. You have to. It's just so much more accessible and easy and
At first, it was marketed as like, oh, this is a healthier smoking. But then it's like finding out certain vapes where you're getting like metal in your lungs and stuff. It's
bad. Yeah.
And then Ava, my daughter, and even my son Eli, who's in middle school, is like, go in the bathroom. People are vaping.
Are they vaping?
In middle school.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. That's so bad.
Yeah.
I know.
Your lungs are going to be fried, little kids.
Yeah, that
don't
sucks.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Wait till you're old to do dumb stuff.
Yeah.
But by then, you know all the bad sides of all the things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.